The Library of the Dead by T.L. Hutchu, read by Tinashe Warakandwa. I'm really not supposed to be doing this, but a girl's got to get paid, so here we go. It's been a long day, super long. Hiked up the B702, all the way up to Liberton, doing my deliveries, and swung back round the bypass. Last stop, Lanark Road, in Juniper Green. I make that a 15-mile trip around Edinburgh, give or take a few. My quads ache and I've got chunks of hot lead for feet. Feels good to sit my butt on the sofa and veg for a mo. "Would you like a cup of tea?" Mrs. McGregor asks. "Only if you're offering biscuits," I say. Always squeeze them for more, and I'm famished like them Oxfam poster kids. "How'd you take it?" she says. "White, 5 sugars and cream on top." Mrs. McGregor raises her eyebrows, opens her mouth, thinks better of it and shuts it again. "They need me." "I'll help you, dear," Mr. McGregor says in a rich, gravelly voice. He gets up and the two of them head off to the kitchen. I'm taking liberties, because them two are so minted it's enough to set off my allergies. Look at the size of this place. Even have to take off my coat, it's sweltering inside. This is one of them 19th century stone cottages, so sturdy it could last another 300 years. Built when land was aplenty, everything was on the same level, save for the loft conversion. The McGregors are really proud of this place. Soon as I got here, they were yakking on about it. Said, "Did you know Thomas Carlyle and his young wife, Jane Welsh, stayed in this exact cottage after they got married?" I shook my head, even though I'd read the wee blue plaque on the front gate. Now, I'm not one to judge, but if I got married, I'd want a honeymoon somewhere exotic like Ireland or some such place, not flipping Juniper Green. Each to their own and all that. "You do know who Thomas Carlyle is, right?" they said in unison. I pretended not to know and let them yak on. Must be something they do to whoever winds up on their doorstep. I'm no buff or nothing, but I like history as much as the next lass. And so I do know Carlyle was a historian who wrote this and that back in the day. He was into heroes and great men, had something to say about how they influenced the course of human history. Always just men, never boys and girls, and seldom women. I didn't tell the McGregors that I found his wife Jane more interesting. There's a framed print of Carlyle above the fireplace directly in front of me. He's an older dude, greying hair and well-kept beard. Rests his head tilted slightly left on his hand, index finger running up to his temple, thumb tucked under his jaw, and the other 3 folded in. Posed to make him look like a thinker. Brow slightly creased, but there's also a dreamy look in his eye that's kind of endearing. I swear the old historian comes out like he's on the telephone to the future. Don't know if he had our shabby present in mind, though. His was a time of voyages, a time of weird and wonderful new things flowing in from the far-flung outposts of the British Empire via the Port of Leith. Now all we get is flotsam washing back. They believed in progress in them days, high-minded ideas and all that jazz. Now we can't even look past tomorrow. The historian swallowed up by history. Ain't time a right bastard.